Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme with you here once again, joined today by Carrie Duncan, the Executive Director of the Lanark Lodge. How's it going today, Carrie?
It's fantastic, Grant. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's nice and warm out there and it really feels like summer today.
It sure is.
Well, we're connecting again because you recently presented the strategic plan of the Lanark Lodge to County Council. And we touched on it briefly when we last spoke and caught up with you through an In Focus when we were also joined by Perth Mayor Judy Brown. But we didn't really dive into the details because nothing had been finalized yet. But that's not the case anymore. So we figured we'd go through some of the key areas that you are focusing on over the next few years and sort of dive deeper into everything. So I figured the best place to start, if you could, Carrie, is just sort of providing a high-level rundown of what it's included in this plan and what your main focuses are over the next few years.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be very happy to. So why don't I start first with a little bit about the process. So Lanark Lodge did engage the help of a consulting firm called People Minded Business to support our strategic planning process. This started in late 2022 and extended into this year. So the goal of developing the plan was really to understand what the current and future needs of community members who might need the support of long-term care are, and really establish actions that the home might need to take to ensure community members receive the highest quality and safest care possible moving forward into the next 5 years. And some of the things that PMB researched included local, regional, provincial, and international trends. And at the end of the day, 174 stakeholders were engaged. So it was a really high number of stakeholders. And these included residents, team members of Lanark Lodge, members of County Council, and community partners. So as you mentioned, the plan was presented to Lanark County Community Services Committee last week, and with the recommendation that County Council adopt the 2023 to 2028 strategic plan. So there was lots of stuff that was uncovered. And of course, we came up with some key priorities that I'm happy to share with you. But certainly, I would love to share first with what was uncovered during that comprehensive review.
Absolutely. What were some of the comments you heard from the stakeholders and the residents?
Okay, excellent. So at the end of the day, all of our stakeholders really shared what matters most to them now and for the future. So through all the information that was shared, the data analysis that was done, working with our steering committee, having a strategic planning day, what we found is that there was some central themes and trends that really rose to the top. So we did something similar to a SWOT. Of course, PMB does something a little bit different. They take a look at trends, assets, considerations, and opportunities. And really across the sector, the trends that we're seeing included both new legislation and regulations, including the Fixing Long-Term Care Act, the impact of inflation, long-term care market growth, the major health human resource crisis that every sector is experiencing right now, changes in resident acuity levels, and of course, the importance of equality, diversity, and inclusion, as well as the long-term impact of COVID-19. In terms of assets, without a doubt, the biggest asset that was identified at the lodge is the staff. And I couldn't agree more. As I've mentioned numerous times when we've spoken, we have a dedicated, caring, and knowledgeable group of people. But other assets of the home that currently exist include resident-focused care, the food. We get lots of amazing compliments on the food here, which is fantastic. A lot of it is actually done right here in-house. We outsource very little. Communication, of course, the reputation of the home, and the fact that the home is county owned and supported, which gives us some really important support and resources that we need. In terms of considerations, what we found is that there's not been consistent funding in long-term care, and that's certainly nothing new. But that with the new legislation, there could be competing expectations towards what's really required and how it's resourced. A major consideration, of course, is staff recruitment and retention. We couldn't do what we do without the incredible team members that we have. But we also need to take into account that the complexity of resident needs and conditions is changing. We're seeing higher levels of acuity and residents remaining in their homes longer. So there is also the opportunity to further enhance communication amongst staff. And really at the end of the day, working with our steering committee and PMB, we were able to synthesize the data and establish three key strategic priorities.
And you mentioned it towards the end there about some staffing concerns. Of course, that's not an issue that you share alone. That's a problem that the whole country is facing right now. What are some of the ways you're addressing that shortage and sort of combating the issues that arise on a day-to-day basis when it comes to having fewer hands? Because I'm sure staff burnout is something you are addressing every day.
Without a doubt. So coming through the pandemic, the last 3 years has been harder on any of us than any of us could have ever anticipated. And you couple that with the great resignation that happened, the fact that the workforce itself is changing. This team works incredibly hard. And I just want to acknowledge that as many healthcare sectors are seeing team members go above and beyond every single day. And we do need to make sure that they are caring for themselves. So what we're doing is we are offering, making sure that we've got Canadian Mental Health Association coming in and supporting our home being a psychologically safe environment. So making sure that we continue on with that respect and dignity and caring for each other while we care for our residents as well. We do a lot of fun activities. We actually just recently came out of our nursing week where we had some kindness bingo, where we had a wonderful meal for team members, and where we had the opportunity to really recognize our important team members. Coming up is we're also doing our service awards, where we recognize some very long-standing members who've been here 10, 15, 20, even 30 years at the Lodge, and just building on that experience and expertise that they have in the home. We do offer incentive packages. We do things like paid consolidation here. We tap into every government grant that's possibly available. We also are revamping our onboarding and mentorship program to make sure that it's as best as it can be for any new team members coming into the facility, as well as the incredible number of students that we have come through as well.
And this plan references a report that states that Canada is ill-prepared to address the growing senior population, and I'll read a little bit from it here. It says, the latest census shows the amount of people aged 85 and older has more than doubled since 2001, and that's expected to triple over the next 25 years. So I guess the million-dollar question that comes from all of that is, how do we meet this demand that's only growing with the existing problems in the healthcare system that we're facing right now, let alone what may be in store in the healthcare system over the next, 25 years? Is that something you're thinking about now?
Grant, without a doubt, it's probably the one thing that keeps me up at night, in addition to making sure that we're taking good care of our excellent staff here. So I think that there's quite a few things that need to happen for us to be prepared for the next wave of people requiring long-term care. And as a sector, I think we need to continue to do what we've always set out to do, and that's to provide safe, high-quality care to those in need, and to really treat those entrusted into our care with dignity and respect. Without a doubt, those will remain the areas of focus, but we need the right investments to be able to do that. We need stable funding. We need adequate funding to increase the levels of care. And that's certainly something that the ministry has committed to through the 4 hours of care per day per resident. But we also anticipate that even in the near future is not going to be enough, just with the increased care needs and acuity of the residents that we're seeing come into long-term care, that complexity. So we need that right investment put into long-term care. We also need adequate staffing levels. As I mentioned, it feels like we can never have enough staff to do all the wonderful things that we do. So we need to look at partnering more, looking at collaborating more with other agencies, with other healthcare professionals to make sure that we're able to really meet the needs of these residents. And I believe that if we have those things in place, we can certainly continue to achieve those primary areas of focus. But that said, I think we do need to continue to shift our focus from what has been task-oriented care. As long as I've been in long-term care, and I know decades before that, we've really focused on getting tasks done. And there's going to need to be a big shift, and it's already started happening, to one where it is really driven by the individual in the long-term care center. One where the person is empowered to make choices and how they want to receive care and support, and how we as a home can best support them in those goals. So I think we're going to definitely need more collaboration with our healthcare partners across the system, and also make sure that we're providing that great continuity of care, whether they're in hospital, whether they're coming from community, they're receiving community supports. At the end of the day, we need to make sure that that care is as seamless as possible from the time they leave their home to the time that they come into long-term care and beyond.
And collaboration is the third key point that the plan outlines. And for those listening, we will have the entire plan on our website under this interview a little while later this afternoon. It's too big and too thorough for us to go through in just a short conversation. So you can check that out if you want to learn more that we may not be touching on today. And another key focus that this plan outlines is providing exemplary care in a safe and quality focused environment. What does that look like to you on a day-to-day basis, on a monthly basis, or over the course of a year?
Oh my gosh, isn't that the million-dollar question? So it's certainly something, of course, that we're all striving towards, and certainly something that we know is going to take some time to achieve. For me, it's really, for us here at the home, it's becoming that center of excellence and learning. So it's doing that through three core areas. It's being resident-focused. So really by engaging and empowering residents and making sure that the care and services that we provide are resident driven, that we're providing choice and flexibility, and we're ensuring safe quality care. It's really also doing that through our team by focusing in on them, making sure that we're embedding wellness and fairness, flexibility and respect into that culture, and being that employer of choice, recruiting and retaining team members who truly demonstrate the organization's values and provide that excellent resident driven care. It's also looking at our own facility. We know that it's going to require some significant innovation, looking differently at technology, and where possible, modernizing the home and creatively rethinking and redesigning where we're able to do that. So at the end of the day, it's not just one magic thing that we're going to be able to do to achieve those goals that you mentioned. It's really going to be a culmination of things that take time, and it's going to take the effort from every single one of us, both here at Lanark Lodge with the support of Lanark County, and trusting that also through the collaboration and the coordination of services outside of our home that we'll be able to achieve those goals.
And another strategic point that you've outlined here is inclusion and belonging, ensuring everybody has a voice and is respected. This one sounds pretty self-explanatory, but again, I'll ask you, what steps need to be taken to ensure that that mutual respect is there between coworkers and residents?
Absolutely. So another great question, Grant. Thank you. So at the end of the day, you've hit the nail on the head. It really is about ensuring each person is seen as an individual here in the home and making sure that their voices are heard. So it could be through things like focus groups that we do. We're currently restarting town halls and fireside chats, as well with the team members, to make sure that they're wonderful problem solvers. They're the ones who see what happened every single day. So making sure that their voices are heard. And it's not just staff. Really importantly, it's about the residents, making sure that they've got a voice. We've got a very strong residents council here at the home. We have a very strong council of family and friends. So working collaboratively in a partnership with them as well to make sure that their voices are heard. And at the end of the day, we know we've got a lot more education and training that we can do around inclusion and belonging. So through the development and integration of an equality, diversity, and inclusion framework, that's going to be a big focus of ours this year. And really making that live by empowering and learning through shared similarities and unique differences. So essentially, at the end of the day, we are very passionate about this. We're really excited to make sure that this is a key priority for us this year. And we're very excited to make sure that our staff, our families, and our residents are part of that process.
Well, I think that's a good note to end things on. I want to thank you so much, Carrie, for joining me today. It's always a pleasure getting to chat with you and catch up with what's happening at the Lodge. And I'm sure we'll connect again soon.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Grant.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.